T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hard sometimes because, you know, I've been around them a long time, and, you know, sometimes you want to say, where did that come from? And then other times you're like, where did that come from? I mean, it's just a matter of how you say it. That throw we made the other day, moving to the left, 50-yard strike right to EB, back in the end line between two people. Not many people are making those throws. And the ones that you are, you know their names. Rodgers, Brady, Breeze. We're talking about the best players in the game. And then sometimes you just say, wow, oh, come on, man. You can't make that play every time, and sometimes it bites you. And I think he's able to stand up, and after 15 years and being a leader of this team and caring, I think he's able to stand up and say, my bad. And, you know, that's part of the game, too. I'm not afraid to say it. I don't think he's afraid to say it. That's kind of what we're hoping to develop amongst our group, that if I make a mistake, they make a mistake, hey, I own up to it, to my buddies, my teammates, and I'm going to try not to make that mistake again.
Randy Fichtner on Ben Roethlisberger, who has giveth and taketh. And this segment is brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. I got a Ron Cook column in my hand that says Steelers offense needs to be more pass reliant. Can it get any more pass reliant? They already lead the league in pass attempts. They're 29th in rushing. What are they going to do? Drop back and throw it every time? Ben Roethlisberger in Oakland in his career, 0-3, 6 touchdowns to 6 interceptions, an 86 passer rating. He's been very average there.
With all due respect to Ron, why? It's just hard for me, having not read the column, and I'm not trying to say it to be a jerk, I'm not sure how you make a compelling argument to me that the Steelers are best served to go heavy with the pass, other than, and this is the best way I would do it if I were going to make that argument, look at who the running backs are. None of them are good enough. But if you're the Steelers, you can't afford to think of it that way. You're going against the second worst run defense in the league.
Actually, they're tied with Cincinnati.
So they're the worst. If you don't run the football, that's a tacit admission that you screwed up. That you screwed up keeping Stephen Ridley around. That you really screwed up drafting Jalen Samuels, because if you thought he was a good enough running back to run, you'd put him in there and let him go in this game. He's a young guy. So it's an admission you messed things up.
The situation, though, Chris, is do you want the ball in Ben Roethlisberger's hands or do you want the ball in Stephen Ridley's hands?
I want the ball in Ridley's hands enough that it minimizes or mitigates the chances that Roethlisberger turns the ball over. You just read the numbers.
So you're worried about interceptions.
How could you not be?
He had a 4 interception game there back in 06. Now, that's a lifetime ago, but still.
What is he, second in the league right now?
He's second in the league behind Sam Darnold.
And Sam Darnold is having a truly awful rookie season.
His red zone passer rating is one of the 5 worst in the NFL.
Which is, if you're going to be bad in other areas but the red zone.
But he leads the league in passing yards.
Because he's thrown the most passes. I mean, one
begets the other. That's not bang for your buck, that's just quantity is what you're telling me.
That's correct. Well, do you agree with
that?
Yeah,
I do.
I mean, I don't think... Here's something that.
But how do you win a game when it's a franchise quarterback with 2 great receivers and you're down to your 3rd string and 4th string running back?
You do chance it with the quarterback, so I'll say that much. This is, when you put it in that way, in that context, that is what you do. But look at the predicament they're in. Like, do you feel great about that if you're a Steelers fan? I don't think you should. I'm sorry. Roethlisberger, when he's been great, he's been really great this year, but he hasn't been at all consistent enough that you should feel good if you're a Steelers fan if he's putting it up 45 to 50 times in this game, which he very well might. Maybe they get a lead, but if they get a lead, say they're up 17-0 on the Raiders, do you think they start trying to pound the ball? I don't. I think they continue to let him throw the football, and that accompanying that dynamic is the chance that Ben throws a couple picks and gets the other team maybe back in the game when they shouldn't be. They have no pass rush. They have no run defense. In theory, you should be dictating terms. If your offensive line's so great, if your quarterback and targets are so great, dictate terms to this putrid football team.
So I have changed my outlook on this game and also the rest of their schedule because of how the past two games have gone. When you lose to Denver and you lose to LA, you take yourself out of the conversation for home field advantage.
Correct.
And so I look at them now and I think to myself, get me two wins. Beat the Raiders, beat the Bengals. You go 2-2, you'll win the AFC North.
Unless the Ravens pull a shocker.
And you'll have a home playoff game. Ravens pull a shocker over Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's still not going to be enough to get them to a bye.
Yeah, I'm
because
you've
got Houston
and New
England.
The division, though.
Well, right. But I'm going into this game thinking if I get two wins, I'm going to win the division. Do you disagree with that?
No, I do still think that is what is required.
And I also think this. I know I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but I don't think the game against New England means as much as it once did. I'm not. In fact, I almost think it might be better for the Steelers to lose that game than win that game. Because the odds of them beating New England twice in the season are pretty low. And so if you beat the Patriots now, what does it do for you? Where does it get you?
Think of how fatalistic that is. I know, where does it get you? It doesn't get you the home game. But
right.
Think of how fatalistic it is. Would you feel the same way even if they were getting a home game by beating them against them, hypothetically? Like, even if the Steelers were getting themselves into the second seed position, if they beat the Patriots?
I feel good about it because Heinz Field versus Gillette Stadium are two totally different environments.
But you just said you don't think there's a good chance they would beat them twice in the same season. Is that so? The home field advantage would change your feelings that
way?
Okay. See, it wouldn't for me. I think their best chances, as it always is in the playoffs, if they get in, the path of least resistance.
The reason why I'm saying all that, Chris, is I think if they're going to beat New England and New Orleans, they're going to need to find a running back. Not like a dink and dunk Jalen Samuels out of the backfield catch nine passes that look like runs. I mean, they're going to have to be able to hand the ball off to a back and use that to beat New England and New Orleans. And people, like I heard Colin say this. He said that the short passing game is like the run game. And in some respects it is, but here's where it's different. In the second half of games, specifically the fourth quarter, it's not the same because you have to hand the ball off to keep the clock running. So you want to be able, in the fourth quarter of games with a lead, to hand the ball off, have success doing it, and win the time of possession and keep the ball away from the team that's trying to beat you, that's trying to come back to win. So from that perspective, I think if they don't find a second dimension, if they don't find someone who can run the ball for New England, I don't think they'll win that game. I think they can get away with beating Oakland without really running the ball. I don't think they're going to need Ridley or Samuels to run the ball to win this game. Nothing about the Raiders from a defensive standpoint tells me the Steelers need to be multidimensional.
They are very fortunate in that the two mediocre to bad teams they have left on the schedule are the two worst when it comes to the run and to defense in general, so they should be able to dictate terms in both of those games. But you know what? What you're actually saying about running the ball to beat the Patriots is exactly what we've harped on all week. It's a different kind of angle of the Steelers not preparing themselves well for something, where they don't prepare a backup running back or they don't allocate resources to the position that in a way that actually suggests they're taking Le'Veon Bell seriously or they're worried about him not showing up. It would be good, even against a terrible team, to at least get some reps.
That's what I'm
trying
talking about.
To establish yourself for future considerations.
Thank you. That's what I mean. I think if the season hinged on what you did against New England and New Orleans, I think it would be important to establish a running back and have the guy get a rhythm and gain confidence going into the next game. But I don't really put as much stock in the New England and New Orleans games anymore. I don't. I just don't. I think I don't see the importance or the magnitude of those two games like I did because of the Denver loss and the LA loss.
I'd still want to try to just run the football, though, like against them to try to get the hang of it almost. In a sense that if you don't think the games are as important, try running it against those teams just to try to do it against good teams so that in the playoffs, if it comes to that, if you get there, you feel like you've got a little bit more experience rebalancing your offense.
Right.
That's I'm sort of going off the page here with that. The fact that the games aren't as important means that you maybe try things that you know are not necessarily conducive to helping you get a win in the moment.
I've given you, we've talked about it, the numbers that Ben has when he is forced to throw the ball 40 plus times.
Yeah.
I think this is one of those games where if he did throw it 40 times, you'd win.
Probably. I mean, the Raiders suck.
What do they say about great quarterback? Or not great quarterbacks. What do they say about professional quarterbacks? The old adage is if you give any quarterback time, they'll beat you. What are the Raiders without Khalil Mack?
Oh, it's been laughable all year. That
they Gruden have 10 sacks.
Yeah, Gruden's had to answer like, hey, John, how do you get a pass rush? Boy, I don't know. It would help if we had an elite edge rusher.
The Raiders have 10 sacks. They traded Khalil Mack. They got rid of Bruce Irvin. They can't put pressure on the quarterback. You have the best offensive line. I would guess Ben will have 10 seconds on every snap to throw the ball.
That almost feels like a weirdly like a bad thing to me. Do you know that? Because it feels like he's going to take extra shots maybe into traffic on coverage play where there's decent coverage. Like if I were the Raiders, I would drop 8. I wouldn't even – why bother trying to rush the passer? I'd be trying to flood the secondary with defenders to try to force this guy into going gunslinger
well,
and turning the ball over.
The thing that would concern you is they can beat the Raiders that way. They can't beat the Patriots that way.
No, I know. I think you have to have the ability to run the football.
Right.
Which is why against the Patriots, I would try to run the football. I think this is what you're saying. We're going very complicated. I would try to run the football knowing it might not help me win next week, but it might lay the groundwork for my team being sort of priming the pump if we see them again, that we're going to be able to do this against them if we have James Conner. Yeah, chuck it around the yard 60 times for all I care in Oakland. I mean, they're an abomination. They're an affront to the NFL. You know, they're going to be the top pick in the draft, it looks like, because they got beat by another horrible team by 30 points in the form of San Francisco.
Do you think this would be Tomlin's worst loss?
Yes. Yes. No, actually. One reason why. As much as they are a horrible football team, the quarterback there has a little bit of legitimacy attached to his name. Deserved or not, I mean, he has won games in his career. Andrew Walt, I mean, some of the guys they've...
Well, he didn't... Well,
prior.
Tomlin didn't
game,
lose that
I'm sorry,
game.
That's the Cowher game. Prior is a horrible loss. He couldn't throw the football. What was the threat there? You had to go
but
into that
wasn't
game.
A very good. That wasn't a good Steelers team.
I know, but
that team
had,
went 8-8.
You had to go into that stadium thinking the only thing we have to do is not let Terrell Pryor run and beat us. And there's Ryan Clark chasing like a you know like you threw a toy in the direction of like a kid, and the kid just immediately turns and looks at the toy, while Terrell Pryor's running to daylight. Nah, Derek Carr's too decent of a quarterback for me to call this the worst one. Where would you put it if they do? Be one of the most damaging of all time for him. It would represent the culmination of a 3-game losing streak at that point. It would be just progressively worse all the way through.
No, I think it would be the worst one. Whew. I think if they lose this game, it's the worst. Because what it means.
You going to pick them?
The
well,
Raiders?
Guess we got to wait. Guess we got to wait to find
340.
Out.
340. Tough guy. For my great picks. Steelers, Raiders. Ben Roethlisberger. Do you trust him to win the game if it's all on him? The Raiders can't get to the quarterback. They're one of the worst defenses in the NFL. The Steelers don't have James Conner. How damaged is your trust in Ben? Do you believe in him if they have to go all pass all the time? 412-928-9370. And if the Steelers somehow lose another game in Oakland, a place they haven't won since 95, would this be Tomlin's worst loss?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.